Hey everyone, get ready to dive into something really cool today because we're talking Apple Vision Pro.
Ooh, yeah, and specifically how it's going to shake things up for 3D artists.
Right. It's not just a new gadget, it could actually change how we create and experience like art itself.
Totally. I was reading this article the other day, and it blew my mind thinking about the possibilities, especially for anyone using tools like MyAAA, ZBrush, Unreal Engine.
Okay, so the article talks about enhanced immersion.
Yeah.
What does that even mean for 3D artists?
So picture this. You're sculpting in ZBrush, right? But instead of a mouse, you reach out with your hands
Whoa.
and you're feeling the contours of your model, like you're actually manipulating clay in real time.
Whoa. That's got to be a game changer, being in the 3D space, not just looking at it.
It's huge for understanding scale, proportions. It's
Sure.
like sketching a building versus building a mini version of it yourself.
Makes sense. You get a totally different feel for it.
Exactly. And get this, the article also talks about how Vision Pro can change the game for collaboration too.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Imagine working on a project with your team, but like you're all in the same room, even if you're miles apart.
No way. So you could be brainstorming designs together, like all huddled around a real model.
That's the idea. Pointing out details, making changes, but virtually.
That is wild. And what about the workflow? The article mentioned something about that too, right?
Yeah, imagine seamlessly switching between Maya, ZBrush, Substance Painter, all in this one multi-dimensional workspace. No more toggling between windows, it's all right there.
Okay, now that is what I'm talking about. This is blowing my mind.
And that's not even all of it. Think about learning. What if instead of watching a tutorial on your computer, you put on the Vision Pro and you're learning ZBrush from a master sculptor in a shared virtual environment?
So it's like having the best mentor in the world right there with you.
Exactly. Democratizing access to knowledge and expertise, that's huge.
Absolutely incredible. But the article did mention some challenges too, right? What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, every leap forward comes with its own complexities, this level of immersion, this blurring between digital and physical. It's new territory.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you think, what are the new rules when you're creating and experiencing art like this?
Right. And are there any ethical things we need to think about with a technology like this?
Definitely something to consider. But the article wasn't all doom and gloom. It talked about potential benefits too,
Oh,
right?
yeah, tons. For example, Vision Pro could open up a ton of market opportunities for 3D artists.
Like what?
Well, think about
Like
it.
what?
Well, think about it. Industries are really starting to embrace AR and VR.
Yeah,
So
nah.
the demand for 3D artists, it's going
Yeah.
to be huge.
It's like what? Being a web designer back in the day when the internet was brand new.
Exactly. A whole new world opening up, and those with the skills, they're going to be in super high demand.
That's so true. Like all those immersive experiences that they keep talking about for marketing, product
Oh,
demos.
yeah, and virtual showrooms for like
Yeah.
everything, fashion, real estate, you name it.
Wild. And the article really seemed to think Vision Pro would be like the thing for this.
Totally. Artists who figure this out, who really get it, they'll be the ones shaping those experiences.
So cool. But it's not just commercial stuff either, right?
Nope. Think education.
Oh, right. Like learning history by actually being in ancient Rome.
Exactly. Or dissecting a like virtual heart in anatomy class.
Whoa. Or learning a new language by talking to.
Virtual characters that feel real.
Okay, now that's just next level.
It's about making education immersive. And for artists, that's a whole new way to use their skills.
Not just for entertainment, but to actually help people learn.
Exactly. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. And the article made a good point. Apple's really big on making tech easy to use, right?
Man.
So maybe they can make these 3D tools accessible to way more people.
Because let's be real, some of that software is glared intense.
To say the least. But Apple, they have this way of taking something super complex and making it simple.
User-friendly.
Exactly. And with Vision Pro, it seems like they're doing that for 3D creation.
Nice. High-res displays, spatial audio.
All designed to make your work even better.
Speaking of, I did think it was interesting how the article talked about potential downsides, too.
Oh, yeah, they didn't shy away from that.
Like accessibility. For real, that Vision Pro price tag is no joke.
Yeah. Definitely limits who has access to the tech, at least right now.
Exactly. Not great if you're a student just starting out.
Totally. But like with anything new, the price will probably drop eventually.
Yeah, that's what happened with smartphones and computers, right?
Sure. Someone's got to be the guinea pig. And hopefully, as more schools and stuff start using it,
It'll become more accessible.
fingers crossed.
Okay, so something else that stood out to me. New art mediums. That's got to be huge.
Right. This is where it gets really wild. Imagine like a virtual sculpture garden, but you're not just seeing it.
You're in it.
Yeah. You hear the wind, a fountain splashing. It's a whole other level.
Engaging all the senses.
Totally.
Yeah.
And not just static art, but interactive storytelling where you're not just watching.
You're part of it.
That's the future right there.
This is what I love about this whole thing. It's not just tech specs, it's the experience.
Totally. It's about the art, the connection, the possibilities. Super exciting time to be into 3D art.
It's like a whole new renaissance or something,
Yeah.
but with pixels, not paint.
Right. And just like back then, we're going to see a totally new forms of art.
This is huge. A whole new way of thinking about 3D space. This has been awesome. My mind is like officially blown.
I know, right?
What about you? What's sticking with you?
For me, it's all about breaking down those barriers
Ooh, I like that.
between the digital and physical, the creators and the audience, even artists themselves.
That's powerful, building a more connected creative world. I love it. But we got to stay grounded too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Tech is a tool.
And like any tool, it can be used in good ways
Yeah.
and not so good ways.
It's up to us to make sure we're using this responsibly.
To make art, to learn, to connect with each other, but to do it ethically.
Exactly. Building bridges, not walls.
Now that is a vision for the future. This has been great. I'm seriously inspired right now. It's like all these ideas are just like bubbling up now.
Right. And that's kind of the point of this whole deep dive. You know, we talked about Vision Pro and 3D art, but more importantly, hopefully, we got people thinking.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners will keep thinking about this even after the episode's over. What about you listening? What really clicked for you about Vision Pro?
Yeah. What are you most excited about? And what questions do you have? Because there's so much to unpack here, right? The creative stuff, the tech challenges, even ethical
No
stuff.
kidding. It's a lot, but that's what makes this such a crazy, exciting time to be into 3D art. It's like we're
Wow.
standing at the edge of like a whole new world ready to be explored.
Totally. But we got to explore it carefully, right? Thoughtfully.
Absolutely. So, to all our listeners out there, keep those creative sparks going and never stop asking those big questions because the future of art, how tech shapes it, that's a conversation for all of us.
I love that. Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been an amazing deep dive, and I want to thank you all for coming along on this ride with us.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, keep pushing those boundaries.
Because remember, the deep dive doesn't stop here. This is just the beginning. We'll see you in the next episode.